All of you in the sanctuary, you may be seated. Hopefully, what I'm about to say won't totally surprise you. I'm a very empathetic person. I feel other people's pain or joy or whatever deeply. I can't handle excessive violence on screen. One of the things that really makes me shudder or cringe is when someone has dislocated their shoulder, and like they're in a lot of pain, and then there's always someone else, like a fellow soldier or a doctor, who has to pop it back in. And they're always like, I know it hurts now, but we've got to pop it back in, and that pain is going to be so much worse, but we've got to do this if you want to heal. And like, they don't have a choice because they can't walk around with a dislocated shoulder for the rest of their life. And so the doctor or the soldier, whoever is with them, are like, okay, get ready. One, two, three, and they pop it back in. And then there's always this like blood-curdling scream. And sometimes at the moment of that scream, the camera shot is from like down the hallway in the hospital, and just like everyone turns their head and looks because there's this horrible blood-curdling scream coming from some room down there. So I cringe every time that happens, or there's a scene like that with a dislocated shoulder, because I know what's coming. Because everyone tells this character, this is really gonna hurt. And if the character were just silent, like maybe that wouldn't seem so bad. If they just winced, maybe it would seem bad, but bearable in the end. But that cry that they release, I just feel the pain in my bones. There's something about the expression of pain, not just the experience of pain, that makes it so much more severe. I read an article recently about a group of moms who organized a group scream. Literally, the event was go out into the middle of a football field and scream, release all of the stress and anxiety and grief and anger over the last 2 years of pandemic, where you've been trying to hold it all together while the world falls apart. Just shout it all out into the void. And all of the women said it was the most cathartic thing they've ever done. And as strange and wacky as that sounds, I think they're onto something. They knew that they needed to do something with their pain. They'd been experiencing the pain that so many parents, and especially mothers, have had in this pandemic, juggling remote learning with working from home and bearing the brunt of childcare. They didn't need a book group or a ladies' night at the bar or something that talked about their experience of pain from a distance. They needed to express their pain. They needed a primitive, raw scream from the depths of their souls. They needed lament. Now, lament is not the same thing as grief. Grief is the experience of pain. Lament is the expression of it. Like that dislocated shoulder being popped back into its socket. Grief is the pain. Lament is the scream. Lament is holy. It exists throughout scripture. God's faithful people wail in pain and anger and sorrow when they're captured and exiled from their homeland, when they endure the conquest of other foreign armies. Lament is God's invitation for us to bring our wailing directly to God, because there is no expression of pain too severe for God to handle. Lament is not for the faint of heart. It takes all of the grief that you feel inside and externalizes it. It puts it all out there. You might be able to ignore grief, but you cannot ignore lament. And quite frankly, for the past 2 years, I worry that that is largely what we've been doing. We've been ignoring our grief, because it is just too much to bear. And because, quite frankly, well, we haven't exactly had time for it when we have been in survival mode, trying to literally live through a pandemic. We're walking around with shoulders dislocated from the burden of grief, because confronting that injury and setting it right would require so much more pain than what we are able to limp along with right now. Pain that would be so overwhelming that it would cause outright, unfettered, yowling, wailing lament. How can we really fathom not over 950,000, almost a million Americans dead from COVID-19, almost 6 million worldwide, Russia invading Ukraine and the possibility of nuclear war, trans kids being persecuted, not just by classmates, but by their elected public servants, hunting them down to throw their caretakers in jail, Black bodies being treated as disposable by the forces sworn to protect them, Asian bodies under attack by random acts of hatred. Remember 2 years ago, as the world was about to shut down, and we said it would probably just be a few weeks before it all passed? And here we are, 2 years later, still wearing masks and not entirely convinced that this time really was the last time that a new variant would threaten a return to normal. How can we really begin to face just how much we have lost over the last 2 years and how broken the world is? It is so tempting to want to walk away from that hardship. When we have been famished in the desert for a long time already, the temptation toward the quick nourishment of convenient escape is very strong. And in fact, those are the moments when our own faith can be used against us. People say, aren't you a Christian? Isn't your faith supposed to mean you know how to handle all this stuff? Not unlike the devil quoting, scripture to Jesus. Go ahead, throw yourself off of this roof. Doesn't your faith say God will command angels concerning you to protect you? Throwing some Psalm 91 right back in Jesus's face. We'll be breaking down some of that bad theology, by the way, in our Wednesday night Lenten series this year. And like Mother Kate said in her beautiful sermon last week, we can easily get tempted by things that offer a quick fix away from pain and hardship, that seem to offer healing and hope, but which ultimately just leave us stuck and helpless. And it's not just turning to the physical things around us, drugs, alcohol, sex, Netflix, food, endless doom scrolling. It's also our turning to spirituality that offers half-truths and snappy tweets, but doesn't answer the hard questions born of our pain. And the truth is, the only way out is through. Just like a dislocated shoulder, the first step on a road to spiritual healing is the most painful one. Setting ourselves right is going to hurt. We will cry and scream and wail. We will have to lament. And that is why this year, we're walking a Lent pathway of letting go of all that we've lost, loved ones, safety, security, normalcy, social skills, knowing what the bottom half of people's faces look like, letting go of all the things that we will never go back to. As a wise person once told me, it's not the letting go that hurts, it's the holding on. So we begin by lamenting all that we must let go of, by not just experiencing pain, but expressing it. Because lament is holy. There's even an entire book of the Bible named after it. Lament is the reminder that God is never separate or distant from our pain. And to that end, we've brought a few new things into the sanctuary to help you lament And all of that is stuff you can do at home too, by the way. Honestly, there is so much toxic positivity around us that lament can seem daunting, not cool, or foreign. And these practices are simple and ancient and accessible. Write down your prayers of lament. Tack them to the wailing wall in church or find a place for them in your home. Get them out of you and on into a sacred container. Light a candle as you say a prayer. Let its flame carry your prayer after the words have run out. When you're at a loss for words, pray meditatively with physical instruments like prayer beads. Let these ancient practices and structures hold you and carry you on the holy pathway from lament to hope. But most importantly, beloved friends, do this together. Do this in community. We are never meant to bear our burdens alone. You don't pop a dislocated shoulder back into place without someone else to hold on to as your cry fills the air. And quite honestly, this is what church is when it's at its best. We may not be on a football field, but gathered together in this sacred space, we're organizing our own group scream. We lament together. We travel this Lenten road together. And we will arrive at resurrection together. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen.